The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
In terms of the practice today, one of the really key central aspects of how mindfulness works is the clear act of recognition, to really clearly recognize what's happening in the present moment. And I probably can't underscore how valuable this act of recognition is, a simple act of recognition. The image that I have for how this act of recognition works, keep doing it, is the image is someone who is in the water. Maybe it's they don't even want to be in the water, but in some kind of body of water, they're swimming. And maybe there's a strong pull, a gravitational pull or current or something that really wants to keep you in the water. But then you're able to get a toehold on the shore and you're able to pull yourself up out of the shore and stand on the shore and look back and see that you were in the water. That's the image I have for the act of recognition. That we find ourselves, involved in discursive thinking, or we're swimming or in the currents of strong emotions, and we're identified with them, we're involved in them, or caught in them, or somehow, we're pulled into their currents or the gravitational force of them. And the act of recognition is to be able to step back up on the dry shore, secure, safe place to be, and to look back and see where you were, see what's going on. Not to deny anything or to reject anything, but to be in a safe place to see what's happening. So this act of recognition is like pulling yourself out of the water. Or the Buddhist analogy is that pulling yourself out of the mud, the quicksand or something. Pull yourself up and see. So there's something about the act of recognition, saying, oh, this is what's happening. And maybe not even with words or a statement, but a kind of a clear seeing. I'm thinking. This is what thinking is like. Oh, this is thinking. And if you can really clearly see, I'm thinking a lot about whatever, really recognize it. There's something magic that happens in the recognition. And so that act, the exploration is to, what's that magic? What's that specialness? What's that pulling yourself out of the water, out of the gravitational currents of discursive thinking or of emotions. Not to deny any of them, not to push them away necessarily, but not to be in the water, but to be up on the secure, dry shore on the side, looking at what's there. And we do use the mental noting sometimes as a support for this. It's a very simple one word, usually, note, label, thinking, or emotions, or listening to the sound of the plane, just listening. Some kind of very simple thing that's supposed to keep us independent from what we're noting. So we're not in the gravitational pull of it, we're not being pulled around, pushed around by it, we're not reacting to it. We're kind of like just very clearly seeing it in that clear recognition. We're somehow independent, we're somehow on the dry, secure shore. So you might try today, as you go through the practice this morning, to explore and experiment in ways maybe you've never had before about the nature of recognition, how a clear act of recognition can work to make it safe for you, make you less caught. A clear act of recognition makes you a little bit independent from what you know. And you might have to do it repeatedly, it's not like just one moment, but oh, here, I'm thinking, that this is thinking, yeah, this is really thinking, boy, I'm really thinking. And you have to kind of really kind of say it, kind of do that recognition over and over until you find yourself kind of beginning to pull apart, pull away. So you're not necessarily stopping to think, thinking continues, but you're not wedded to it, you're not caught in it, you're kind of like, oh yeah, you feel yourself somehow dry, dry shore. So I hope you enjoy the morning and your exploration. Thank you.